Hello, good morning, and welcome to Good Morning on Tribe City Radio. Okay, so how's everybody doing, and how's the day going? It's not been easy, y'all. I know over the weekend, amazing things happened, and today again is another day. We're up to work, we're standing up, we're doing many things like that. Okay, so if you're very new here, welcome to Tribe City Radio. And my name is Glory, and I will be here with you from 8 till 9 a.m. Now, I want to ask you a very simple question. How is your morning? I know you're like, what kind of question is this? Not true. How is your morning going? Some of us have hectic jobs to do. Some of us have plenty work to do. And some of us don't even have any work. Some of us are just at home. Some of us are looking for jobs still now. Some of us are still in school. And there are many things. But how exactly is your morning going? How's your health? How's your family? Most especially, don't forget that there's coronavirus out there. All right. So once again, welcome to Good Morning Tribe City Radio. Okay. From now henceforth, we'll be talking basically on affirmations. For me, I just know that every morning once you're going out there, what to push forward to the people out there is good to just say beautiful words to yourself to help you start your morning. Sometimes you might wake up from the other side of the bed angry and you don't know what to do and you're like, what's going on? But when you don't allow the devil to enter your mind, seriously, you begin with words that are powerful and beautiful. All right, so expect beautifulness every morning. Don't mind me, you don't worry, you enjoy yourself, I promise you, but expect real talks, not like talk, but like affirmation talk, where I try to explain what affirmation is, what kind of affirmations you say, and how they really help you. So before we go on, why not listen to this beautiful song by one of my very favorites? This is Asha in Bamidele.
Ti ba mi tele bi o ba fe abi o ba koye o lati ba mi Akinyele wants to marry wife, he don't want to pay you some bride price, you better find it. Akinyele omo jinadu, he don't want to pay you some bride price, you better find it. Akinyele, 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 Akinyele. Bami, say be the same thing, lots of Milano. But today, what tell me, Mole? Lawyer, I like it, first class liar. I like curry, so woke to job. Yami, loving me. Baba mi lo to mi mo ki somo registry alakowe lawyer. Akinyele 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 Akinyele. Lawyer, I like it. first class liar. I like a reason. Come on, Mumu, come on, Joe, come on, Shamo, Lamo. Aki Aleo, Aki Aleo, Aki Aleo.
Okay, Hype Media.
Nguan, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the song, because I did. Oh, I love Asha. I really do love Asha. Okay, many of us right now are driving on the road, and there is traffic, and there is hold up, and some of us are already at work. So I will start this morning by saying, practice affirmations. It might be very difficult, it might be very, very simple for some of us who already started doing it, but for those who don't even understand what it means to say positive words to yourself. Now, this will counteract the overwhelming negativity in the world around you, and then create a more optimistic outlook for yourself. I know it sounds funny and I'm speaking too much English. What it just means is that say beautiful words to yourself, say good words to yourself. Like, wake up in the morning and tell yourself, for example, my name is Glory now, just say, Glory, this place you're going to, you're going to get the job. I know you'd be like, you might not get it, we're not ready, we're not prepared, but sometimes your words can push you. I don't know if you know this girl, there's a particular lady that on Twitter. Okay, so Kim Aditiba was looking for a particular intern that can actually work, that can work for a particular time. And this lady was like, Omo, I must get this thing. If Kemi does not answer me, I will cry till, you know, the next day. You know, she was just pushing and pushing and pushing. And guess what? They picked her. Why? Because she told herself that she was going to get it. And she kept putting it out there that she was going to get it. Now, your subconscious mind makes everything you say amazing. And do a pattern consistently with your self-concept. If you keep saying those words beautifully to yourself every time, I know it's not easy. Some of us have had issues with their families. Some of us even have, they don't know what to eat in the morning. Because it's really difficult, to be sincere. It's a really difficult time. Nigeria itself is, to live in Nigeria and survive in Nigeria, like giving a hand, like, it's not easy at all. But you know what? Sometimes, when you can just actually brag about yourself, you know, everything accrues up. You just say beautiful things to yourself. Say words that are amazing. Everything that accrues does not mean you should be swearing for yourself. Oh, Omo, you're too stupid. No, don't do that. You know, you don't know this thing. In Yoruba land, there's this thing they call orashe. You might be talking to somebody and the person has orashe. Lenu. If he has orashe in her mouth, this means, I don't know what they call it in English language, but something where you say, like, it makes the thing come to pass. And then you say, Omo, you're too stupid. I'm like, what did he do? You know, you try to insult yourself and that thing just pew, 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 and he just agrees to it. You become stupid. Don't mind me, but let's be sincere with these things. Let's just be sincere with these things. You know, you have to say affirmations every time. Even research has shown that though this simple act of making positive statement about yourself is simple, as I said already, but it can actually reprogram your brain to overcome unhealthy habits. For someone like me now, I have one very funny habit. I don't like taking my bath if I'm not going out till evening. And it's still happening to me, but I'm actually working on it. I'm really working on it. You know, some people will be like, how would you stay a whole day without taking a bath? But I always tell myself, Glory, you take your bath this morning. You will take your bath this morning. And you will take your bath this morning. And I will take my bath that morning, you know? When I'm able to program my brain, I will take my bath, definitely. All right, so as we're planning to do some things, as the hold up is gradually moving, and so people are already at work, as most of you are already planning to do those contract bills, those sign those checks, those things, run around. Let's listen to this beautiful song by my very favorite. And this is Timi Dakolo with Yawomi.
Beautiful girl I've seen in all my life. Every second spent with you, it's like a day that starts brand new. Girl, I'm so amazed at all the things you do. Yes, I wanna build my whole world around you. So I promise you forever and for always.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that music. I know you're wondering, why am I bringing Yawomi? You know, there's a particular part at the end of the song where he was talking, telling her this, you know, beautiful words were like, you're the essence of Kinikon. He's telling her beautiful, beautiful words, Ni. And that's it. When you begin to tell something that doesn't believe in herself that she's beautiful, over time, she begins to see herself as beautiful. I see people on their posts and they be like, I'm the most beautiful girl in the world, this one, that. You might be like, eh, this one, I will pick this thing over you. But that's it. For them, they know that they are beautiful. They know that they are strong. They know that they can do this thing. It might not be easy for them, but they just want to hype themselves. And that is the word I'm looking for. Hype yourself with those affirmations. Say, I can do it. You know, I can do it now. Def Glory, you can do this thing. Esther, you can do this thing. You know, just always tell yourself that you can do this. I love my job. I know nobody will tell me that a 9-to-5 job is easy. But some people love their jobs. You know, they love what they do. And that's because they've continually told themselves that they love this job. And I'm going to come out great in this thing. I like myself. Do you know that is a positive affirmation? Telling yourself that you like yourself is a great thing to do. You might have weird character. You might not like to talk to people. You are this... What do you call them again? Is it INFJ? Or I don't know what you call them again. Or you're this people that are ambivert. Or you are the introvert. Or you are the extrovert. Or you are everything. You don't like talking to people. Or you like talking to people. You do this one. You have this one. People be like, you talk too much. Or that one. You know what? There's something you just should know about yourself. You should like yourself. Because you are amazing. You are beautiful. You are strong. And then you can do it. You watch people tell you, you watch people say things like, if I don't get this thing today, I go die. Oh. And then maybe tomorrow morning you hear that the person dies. I'm not trying to make any story, I'm just trying to just give an example. And the person dying will be like, ah, now that witch kill him. Sometimes your words should be, your words are, can actually, like, they can affect your life. Hope you guys know that. You know, you might think that this word is just me saying cruise. It's not cruise, like I said before. It's not cruise. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. Now, let me say this thing. Think of an area of yourself that you would love to change. And then choose an achievable outcome that you want to reach. For example, you own a company, a small business. You'd be like, this chops business. Let's say you own, let's just give a name, Lotus Chops. Lotus Chops by January 2022. I would have 1,000 customers. You say that every day. Although you're working side by side, but you know, saying it every day to your brain, start to look for simulations. Like, what can we do to make this lady's chops go to 1,000? Do you get? Now, frame, then when you are done thinking of the area, now frame desired outcome in a short past tense, like I said already. So like, I already gave you a past tense. Like, Lotus Chops. Short present tense, you will... Or you are going to be known by 1,000 customers in next year. It's a present tense. You are telling yourself that by that time, I'm going to get 1,000 customers. And if you look at it, if you keep saying this thing for from now till December 2021, and by 2022, you have 1,000 customers. Don't you think it's going to happen? Or you have Instagram followers and you're like, before month ending, I will get 10,000. You know one thing, then? You might not get 10,000. But you'll be very close to your 10,000. That's what affirmation does to you. Because you believe that it will happen. It will happen. If you tell yourself this will be like this, it will happen. It might take a while, but just keep saying it. Give it a try. It will make you feel better. That's what I even like about affirmations. It will make you feel better. When you tell yourself words like, this exam, people have been failing it all. But you see, mercy, you pass it. You pass it. Don't say God will give you what they call this thing again. No. There's a name you call it. Shena pass. There's a name they call it in school. When you get this particular mark, you'll be like, I shall pass. Like, there's a, I don't know, but you know when you get E now, like there's a pass mark, you just I just pass them. You know, sometimes don't always say God should give you that. I just pass them. Just say you're going to do well. I'm going to come out in flying colors. Even if you did not read, shall I believe that you pass well, you know? Because sometimes if you say God will give you pass mark, because you say God will give you pass mark, what if something starts to happen? You can't get that F call. You know, so always aim higher, you know? But don't mind me. While we're listening to this, while we're brooding on this, let's listen to this beautiful song from one of my favorite. I won't tell you the person. When you listen to it, I'll come back and I'll tell you how amazing this person is.